Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAPS Health. My name is Tiffany. Can I get your zip code, please?
90025.
All right. And your first and last name?
First name, H-U-O-N-G. Name, H-O-A-N-G.
Okay, how can I help you? I'm sorry, verify your shipping address for me.
The shipping address for the last order I put in? The last address that I used was 201 North Lapeer Avenue, number 201, Beverly Hills, 90211.
Okay, I see you have like several accounts, but all accounts has different addresses. Is there a reason why you keep using certain different addresses?
No. So I live in two different states. I live in Texas and I live in California. But because of the pandemic, I've been spending more time in Texas. And what happened was I was in LA for 2 weeks and the order didn't go through. And then I went back to Texas. But for some reason, they still had I said, just go ahead and send it back to California because I'm going back there today. So I've been going back and forth. So it's just whenever the order comes in, sometimes I'm not there, sometimes I'm there. So I've been having it go to different addresses the past couple of months because I've been traveling. So, but I'm actually going to be back in California today. And so I put in an order for them to resend it out a little over a week ago, and I never got a tracking number, and it didn't come into the address that I had them send it to in California. So I'm just calling to see what happened to that order.
It's the 1845 Federal Avenue?
Yeah, so 1845 Federal Avenue is my residence in California, but what happened was I went back to Texas for a couple of days. So I was worried that if they sent it to California and I wasn't there, I didn't want it sitting outside. So I had them ship it to another address so someone could get my mail for me. But it was never sent to that address. So I'm not sure what happened to that order.
Is it the 201 North?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and it was reshipped. That was in July.
It was in July. I had it shipped. It had to have been about a week ago. Because what happened was they shipped it and it didn't get to me and they reshipped it, but they reshipped it to the North Lapeer.
Okay, let's see. Okay,
now I'm going to be back in California today, so.
Okay, so it was July the 24th, the last time a reship was issued on this account. I do see that you have had several reships. You had one in June, and then you had another one in July. They're not going to keep reshipping. I do apologize. They're not going to keep reshipping those products.
So what happened was the first time they shipped it was, I think, July the 13th. And I got back to L.A. on July 16th. And they said they shipped it on July 13th, but I didn't get it. So they reshipped it again, but I never got it reshipped.
Okay. So looking at the tracking, it shows that the product is sitting at that that California address. It's been delivered ever since August the 1st at 2:14 p.m. That was the one that we did a reship on. So
right.
It has been sitting there.
Right. And I actually went there, and it wasn't there. Because I was actually in California. I was in California August. I left towards the end. I had someone come pick up my mail on August 2nd. So he went to pick up my mail on August 2nd. He said he didn't see anything there. So I don't know if it's because of the address that I'm using. Because I think when he left it there, he said he left it at the front door.
Correct.
And you have to go inside the building because if you leave it at the front door, it's basically exposed outside. So I don't know if they're putting it inside the building or if they're just leaving it out front.
Well, I would need to place you on a hold because we can't do any more than two reships. Your account has already had two reships at different addresses because we was actually trying to figure out this account because we did notice that this account has several different addresses.
This is actually the second reship, I think.
It is.
Because the first one was the first one was July the 13th. That was the first time, and I didn't get that one. And I think it was because they left it outside the front door. And then the second one, they reshipped it, and that was on August the 1st.
Okay, let me, because I'm the supervisor, they transfer that call to, and the reason why they transfer that call is because this account has been noted that it cannot get any more reships. It's already had two different reships, and they're not going to keep reshipping those products, and we can see that it was delivered, and then someone else calls in and say they didn't receive it. That's like the second time that has happened, and they're not going to keep issuing those reships. So I would need to place you on hold to speak with my manager to see what they say, okay?
Okay, and that's fine. The thing is, I just want the fish oil because I haven't had it since July. And if there's a problem with that, then, I mean, I don't mind paying for it. I just don't know what happened to the orders.
Okay, let me just place you on a brief hold for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay? Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, so let me just share this with you. The first time the shipment was sent was on July 13th, and then the second time they sent it was on August the 1st. Now, we did have a problem with someone coming in stealing packages at our complex. I don't know if that was the reason why the packages, I wasn't getting them, but... Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm still here. I'm listening.
Yeah. I mean, I promise you I'm not trying to steal any packages because I've been ordering fish oil for like years here. I'm just trying to figure out if it got stolen or what happened to them because I haven't received any fish oil, I think, since July. But, I mean, I'm happy to pay for it. I just want to know, like, what happened to them.
Well, I'm not for sure, but tracking will let us know, and tracking does show that each time those products were delivered to you, and then each time that we did a reship twice, it was delivered at the address that you just provided to me. So I'm not for sure what's happening to that address, but I know we were looking into this account because we did notice that when we got ready to issue that last reship, we did notice that this account has several different addresses, and we was trying to figure out the account ourselves as well.
Yeah,
so,
there's only three addresses.
Correct, three different states. That is correct.
Right. And I use the one in Houston because I live in Houston, but I also live in Los Angeles. And what happened was when my package got stolen or I didn't get it in LA, I was in Houston at the time, so I had it sent to a friend's address so he could get it for me and save it for me when I got back to LA, which I'm getting back today.
Okay.
So, I mean, I completely understand if, you know, if you guys can't reship the third one, I'll be happy to pay for it. I just wanted to know what happened to them.
Okay, I understand that. So I'm just really waiting to see what my supervisor is going to tell me. Because like I said, we have been looking into this account, trying to basically figure it out. But we did issue that last reship, and it does show that it was delivered on August the 1st. So I'm really not for sure, but I'm just going to have to place you on a hold until I'm able to speak with my supervisor.
Yeah.
I transfer everything over to her.
Yeah, and like I said, if you guys can't, you know, figure it out, I'll just pay for another, because I think I bought like 3 boxes.
Okay. All right. I'm still, just hold for just a moment for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Thank you. Okay, so my supervisor wanted me to take down your information, and she's going to have to look further into your account, and then she would be able to contact you, okay?
Yeah. Just let her know that I think this was the second reshipment. I'm not sure if it's the...
It's the second one. We can see it.
The second one? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
It was July 13th, and it was August the 1st. But
so
let her know that if she can't... If she can't ship anymore, I'd be happy to pay for it. I just want to get the product because I've been using it every month for a couple of years now.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to them. And I think it's because someone's been stealing packages at our unit, at our complex, and that might be why they're delivering, but I'm not getting them. So,
right. Okay,
anyway,
I understand that.
Do you guys still have my credit card on file?
Yes, ma'am. We have that information on file. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So whatever you decide to do, whether you recharge it or whether you ship it out or whatever, can you just call me and let me know? Because I'm actually going to be in L.A. today, but I'm only going to be there for like 10 days. So, and then I go back to Texas. So I've been going back and forth.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So just call me and let me know, because I'd hate for you guys to send me out another shipment and then I'm back in Texas because then I'll miss it again, you know.
Okay, no problem. What's a good contact number? We have, with the number that you're calling in on now, the 310-925-2315, would that be a good number?
Yes.
Okay, I have her to call you back as soon as she gets done with everything, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks, ma'am.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling OMAX Health.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.